Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Jerry. How's everyone doing today? So for today's challenge, the video is about eye contact. Now, I know eye contact is pretty important because, you know, when you're having a conversation with somebody else, having eye contact means that you're paying attention to them, or at least you're pretending to. But sometimes I feel like if you hold eye contact for too long, it starts to get kind of weird. And in the video, it says that most people don't like eye contact, even though it's a really important part of, you know, communicating with each other. And also it has to do with culture. Like in different culture, there's like different standard of how long you should hold an eye contact. It says that in Japan, you're not supposed to have eye contact with your superior, like your professor, your teacher, or even your parents. And I'm not quite sure about that because it's kind of weird when you're talking to your parents and you're not allowed to look at them. But I don't know. I'm not Japanese. So maybe if you guys know about this, maybe you can comment down below. So anyway, for today's challenge, the sentence is, after looking at the images, volunteers were asked to rate how strongly they reacted to the photos, while researchers took measurements of their skin conductivity, which is an objective measure of how emotionally charged someone is. Now, for the first vocabulary of today, we have volunteer. Volunteer. 那么 volunteer 大家都知道就是志工的意思嘛，是个名词。不过比较特别的是它还可以当作动词使用，而且是虽然是 ER 结尾嘛，我们大家通常觉得 ER 结尾就会变成一个名词，不过它的动词也是 volunteer， 所以你就可以造个句子说 He volunteered to join the army， 就是他自愿参加军队，就是当志愿役的意思。那么如果是 volunteer 的形容词的话，就是 voluntary， voluntary。那么 voluntary 就是自愿的，或者是志工性质的。像你可以说 ，She does voluntary work at the church every weekend， 就是她每个周末都会去教堂做志愿服务、志工服务之类的意思。那么与 voluntary 相反的单字呢，就是 compulsory 就是强制的意思。像刚刚有提到 volunteer to join the army 嘛。那么在台湾我们还是征兵制的嘛，那么征兵制你就可以说 Military service in Taiwan is still compulsory， 也就是说在台湾的兵役制度呢还是强制的，也就是征兵制嘛。那么 compulsory 这个字除了用在形容我们的兵役制度上面呢，也可以说像义务教育以及我们的必修课程都是用 compulsory 这个字。那么英文分别是 compulsory education， 就是教育那个字，跟 compulsory course， 就是 course 就是课程的字嘛，所以如果要说义务教育或者是必修课程，也可以用 compulsory 来表示。那么今天的第二个单字就是 rate 这个字应该大家蛮熟悉的，也蛮简单的，不过其实它意思蛮多的。第一个意思就是速度嘛，那么就是某件事情，比较像是某件事情发生的速度。例如你可以说 If we keep consuming petroleum at this rate, it will run out by the end of 2050. Which I totally made up. I didn't do some research on this, so do not take this seriously. It's just an example. 这就是说如果我们继续以这个速度来消耗石油的话呢，我们在2050年就会把石油都用完的意思。那么其中那个速度我们这里就会用 rate 来表示。那么 rate 也可以当作动词，就是评价的意思。像是很多，如果你要问你朋友对某个电影的评价好了，你就可以说 How would you rate this movie from 1 to 10? 就是从1到10分你会给这部电影打几分的意思。像这种 from 1 to rate something from 1 to 10 其实是蛮常见的说法。像你想要跟朋友问说他对某件事情的意见，你就可以说How would you rate blah 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 from 1 to 10? 那么接下来还有两个补充的单字也是很常用，分别是 underrated 跟 overrated。 那么你可以从字面大概猜测一下，就是 underrated 就是低估的意思嘛。那你可以说像 She is such an underrated actor， 就是他真的是很被低估的一个演员。那么他的反面呢，相反的意思呢，就是 overrated。 overrated 就是高估，或者是如果你是比较乡民的话，可能过誉会比较熟悉。像如果你要说什么那部电影整个是过誉的，你就可以说 That movie is totally overrated， 或者是 blah 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 is totally overrated， 就是也太被高估了吧，就是过誉的意思。那么我们的第三个单字呢，则是 objective。 objective， objective 的意思就是客观，客观的，是个形容词。所以例句就像是Being objective may be the most important trait of a judge， 就是客观是法官最重要的一种特质。那么讲到客观，当然要提一下主观的英文怎么讲啦。主观的话就是 subjective， subjective。 所以你可以看到 objective 的来源就是 object 嘛，那么 subjective 的来源就是 subject。 所以 subjective 就是主观的意思。例如 ，Sometimes our judgment may be clouded by subjective opinions， 就是有时我们的判断会被我们的主观意见给蒙蔽住了。那么接下来是我们今天的最后一个单字，也就是 charge。charge。那么 charge 呢，最常见应该说在现代生活中最常见会用到就是充电的意思嘛，就是。你就可以说 Is there a plug that I can charge my phone with？ 就是 charge my phone 就是帮手机充电的意思，很常见。那么其中我们刚刚例句中的那个 plug 呢，就是插头的意思。不过其实在英文中常常有人插头插座都可以用 plug 来表示，但是如果你在网络上查的话，可能 plug 会比较是指插头的部分。不过口语的时候，你插头插座都可以用 plug 来表示。那如果你是要表达充电器，像你手机的充电器呢，则是加上字尾加上一个 r， 变成 charger， 就是你的充电器的意思，就是说 ，Hey， can I borrow your charger？ My phone just died 之类的。那么 charge 除了充电的意思呢，还可以有要价的意思，就是要价或者是要收多少费用的意思。像你可以说 ，How much do you charge for an hour？ 就是你一个小时收多少钱？可能你在找家教啊，或者是跟律师对谈之类的，就可以用到 charge 这个字。那么最后有一个片语也是很常见，叫做 in charge。in charge 的意思就是负责的意思。那么通常的用法就是人 is in charge of 某个事情或者是某个专案之类的。那就可以说 who is in charge of this event， 就是这个活动是谁负责的。那么今天的单字呢，大概就是这四个呢，分别是 volunteer, rate, objective, and charge. So that's it for today's vocabulary, and now let's get back to the challenge today, and I'm going to read it one more time. After looking at the images, volunteers were asked to rate how strongly they reacted to the photos.While researchers took measurements of their skin conductivity, which is an objective measure of how emotionally charged someone is. So that's about it for today's pronunciation challenge. Don't forget to leave your recordings and your comments, like what you think about today's video. Do you like eye contact or find it kind of awkward like I do? Anyways, I'm always looking forward to your comments and recordings. And yeah, see you next week. Bye.